Starting another brand new hour now of the Steve Gruber Show, coming to you live from Studio G in the heart of America. I am Steve Gruber, fighting for you from the foxhole of freedom, willing to tell you the truth when nobody else seems to. I'm going to be brutally honest with you again today. God bless America. Let's do this. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, hey, Yellowstone fans, I have an update on the final season of the mega hit, and I can tell you whether or not Kevin Costner is going to be there to lead the Dutton clan into the sunset for the last time. Number two, a new report from the Department of Justice details breathtaking details of fraud when truckloads of money were being shipped all over, hundreds of billions of dollars taken illegally or just lost. What a government program. Number three, Democrats want to make the 2024 election all about abortion. Because let's be clear, that's pretty much all they have. There is nothing else. And I mean, except for abortion, there is not one thing where Joe Biden's running ahead of Donald Trump on the major issues facing you, facing me, facing America. That's why MSNBC and CNN are devoting almost 100% of their collective airtime to that one issue. The question is, with it taking over the conversation in Arizona, will it be enough to knock the GOP back and reward Democrats despite all their failures across the board? We'll have to wait and see on that one. But on other issues, the news continues to be bad for Democrats and Team Biden. Inflation numbers came out Wednesday. Once again, they came in much higher and hotter than what was being predicted by the administration, their media handmaidens, and several so-called experts. And honestly, if you think inflation is fine or prices are down, you haven't left the house in a long time, and you obviously do not shop for groceries yourself. CNN delivering the bad news on inflation that might overcome abortion at the ballot box sounded this way.
This just in, inflation is headed in the wrong direction right now. The latest consumer price report just out shows prices up 3.5%, this over same time last year. CNN's Rahel Solomon, just looking through it all, just running into the studio to help us out. What are you seeing in this?
Hey, Kate. So, yeah, you put it pretty well there that this is moving in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So 3.5% on an annual basis. To put that in context, that is hotter than what we were expecting, and certainly hotter than we saw the month prior. If you look at a CPI on a monthly basis, sort of a similar trend there, right? So coming in at 0.4% on a monthly basis, that is also hotter than we were expecting, and it sort of matches what we saw the month prior.
Yes, it does. And of course, if Chicken Noodle News is panicked about the inflation numbers rising again, then the people that actually spend time on the business channels are also raising the red flags about what is happening and where we're going with all of this red ink, and there is plenty of it to go around. The business networks all concerned about inflation hurting all of us, and this is at a three-year high. Not good at all. Listen.
Hotter than expected, 3.5. This is three-tenths hotter than we looked at in the rearview mirror, 3.2. To find a bigger number than 3.5, you're going back to May of last year when it was, September of last year when it was 3.7. And finally, what many would consider the most important number, year-over-year CPI core, 3.8. Hotter than expected equals the rearview mirror. To find a higher number, January was 3.9. And what's the lowest it's been of late? Well, 3.8. Our last look and what we have today actually is the lowest since 3.0 in April of 21. The issue is it's still running hot.
Yes, it's still running hot, which means no rate cuts. Let me go through a shopping list with you to see if this financial pain sounds familiar to you, because there isn't anything that's cheaper today than when Joe Biden got into office, except, I guess, the illegal drugs like heroin and fentanyl flowing in across the wide-open southern border. That stuff is cheap. But for you, gasoline up 47.8%. Groceries, 21.1%. If you're going out for a little dinner, a bite to eat, got a bit worse, 21.4% up. Baby food, yeah, 30.5%. Feeding Fluffy and Spot is getting tougher because the cost of feeding and taking care of your pets is on the rise, with pet food up 23.7%. Rent, if you're a renter, it's up 21%. Electricity, 28% plus. Natural gas, almost 27%. Used cars, 21%. And getting on an airplane to travel, yeah, that is on the rise too. And the price of a ticket up 32.7%. But hey, if you want to take public transportation, like the bus or the train, it's not going to help you. 22.2%. And the real kicker, Not only is your money getting chewed up by inflation and your paycheck may look better in raw numbers, but the buying power you have is sliding. The overall income down 3.9%. That's the shopping list. Pretty ugly. It's not good. But the president, Joe Biden, is oblivious to all of it. He took a few questions yesterday. At least he tried to, I guess. The Davos crowd, the globalists ramping up the whole thing. Listen to this from the president.
Us, the first pandemic, are now hard at work preparing for the second.
There are things that are unknown.
Mistake on my part there. When he finally came around and found the name of the approved list, he went to a list and tried to figure out what was going on with people trying to ask him questions. He went straight to gaslight the people there that were asking him those questions. Joe Biden, totally out of touch when it comes to inflation, continues to claim the Fed will cut rates sometime very soon. Listen.
Last month, you predicted the Federal Reserve would cut interest rates thanks to falling inflation. But today, data showed that inflation rose more than expected for the third straight month. So how concerned are you about the fight against inflation stalling? And do you stand by your prediction for a rate cut?
Well, I do stand by my prediction that before the year is out, there'll be a rate cut. This may delay it a month or so. I'm not sure of that. We don't know what the Fed is going to do for certain. But look, we have dramatically reduced inflation from 9% down to close to 3%. We're in a situation where we're better situated than we were when we took office, where inflation was skyrocketing. And we have a plan to deal with it, whereas the opposition, my opposition, talks about two things. They just want to cut taxes for the wealthy and raise taxes on other people. And so I think they have no plan. Our plan is one I think is still sustainable.
Joe Biden has no plan whatsoever except to raise taxes on everyone that they can find. Every single person they can find, they'll raise taxes. They want to raise taxes. You heard this yesterday, maybe. They want to raise taxes on the sale of a business to 44.6%. They want to raise taxes on small business owners by making it pass-through income. So if you have an S corporation or an LLC, your tax burden could be 39.6%. Yeah. I can tell you, unless Jerome Powell is going to weaponize the Fed and lower rates for political reasons alone, the rate is not going to be coming down anytime soon. And remember, we were told the rates were going to get cut a half dozen times this year. And if that had been possible, it would have been a huge boost for Biden to hang on to the White House. But that's not happening. In fact, it's less likely every time inflation rises. If you haven't noticed, the price of oil, gas, gold, all on the rise. That's not good news for the incumbent party in Washington, not at all. We're going to continue this conversation, look deeper into what things are going to cost you, and spend more time talking about this economy because it's the one thing, along with the border, that everybody is completely aware of. All right? So, we're going to take a break here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Make sure you follow us at stevegruber.com. You can go follow us on X and Getter, Instagram, Truth Social, of course, and so many other places. We'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Welcome.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michigan.com.